Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
All right, it is Therapy Thursday. This is where we get to talk it out with you, 888-429-0941. Any question you have, we got you. Dr. Davi is here. Meredith MD is here. Orlando BGYN is in the building. So you can get any kind of therapy you need, a 60-second session, which is a lot, and we can get that for you right now.
I got a perfect one for Davi that just flew in.
Dr. Davi is in the building.
Buckle up, Davi.
Oh, buckle up, man.
I'm a single mom. I'm financially stable and independent. I have a good co-parenting relationship with my ex, and overall, life is good. My issue is that my boyfriend of 18 months has been sending me strange mixed signals about proposing, and I'm not sure how to address it. He is a great partner. We moved in together a couple months ago, and he's wonderful with my kids. He sometimes makes comments about getting engaged and married, but also makes comments about how it doesn't need to be soon or ever, and jokes about it not being the year for proposing. I find this extremely confusing, and I am not sure how to address it with him without feeling like I'm putting pressure on him.
I would bring it up to him. I wouldn't come out of the blue with it, but the next time he makes a remark, I would bring it up to him and just say it like, hey, you have told me a lot of different ideas and a lot of different timelines from soon to never. Like, that's very wide ranging. Can we narrow it down a little bit? And can I get a little bit more clarity on what it is that you want, what it is that you see us doing? Do you see us getting married soon, like you've told me? Is this something that you never want to pursue? Is this something you might want to pursue in a few years? Let's just get on the same page so our expectations can kind of match a little bit. Mm. So I wouldn't bring it up out of nowhere, but if he frequently is throwing this stuff out, call him out on it next time.
I felt like you'd be a good person to ask about that.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Well, let's see here. This says, hey, freaks. So either one of you could jump on this one out of the 863. It says, hey, freaks, I'm currently in the middle of. Wait, no, that was it. That was the same one. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Wait, no, this one was. Okay. I'm only 21. Wait, is that a continuance? All right, yeah. So I'm only 21, and I'm talking to a girl who has an 8-month-old and don't know how my parents feel. I really enjoy being with the girl, but I'm kind of scared or nervous to tell my parents about it. How should I approach it?
Okay, this isn't the one that started with in the middle of the divorce. This is a different one.
This is somebody else.
Okay, 21.
I'm 21 years old, and I'm talking to a girl who has an 8-month-old.
I can understand from the parents' perspective, them thinking you're way too young to be dealing with such a big life change, especially since it's not your child.
It's not impossible,
though. But if you feel like you are man enough to step up and you really like this girl and it doesn't bother you that she has an 8-month-old and the baby is, you know, sleeping through the night and you guys can have a good relationship, then I feel like you need to be man enough to also tell your family. So if that's the decision, if you want to be with her and you're okay with everything else, your parents may not vibe with you about your decisions, but they will respect you at the end of the day. There's not a lot of guys out there that would deal with that. And if you make the decision first and foremost that you want to do that and this is somebody you are interested in and serious about, then I would definitely tell your family after a little while.
My question is why I gotta tell my parents? I'm 21. Why I gotta tell my parents?
Well, you tell your parents when you're dating somebody, right?
Well, I mean, but it sounded like it's approval. Like, I mean, I know that they're gonna say, okay, you're too young and all of the obvious things, but
right.
I hooked up with some chick 4 weeks ago, like, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm this 21-year-old, I didn't tell my parents about that one.
Well, if it's like, a serious relationship, like, that's what you tell.
I'm talking to a girl who has an 8-month-old. He didn't say I'm marrying her or I'm talking to her.
Right. He's scared to tell his parents because he knows that this isn't a great idea. And his parents are going to tell him in no uncertain terms that, hey, this is a great idea. Because with an 8-month-old, it's not just you and this girl. If you guys have a prolonged relationship, you're essentially playing stepdad now. Mm-hmm. So your parents are going to put all, they've been here before. They've seen this happen.
Yes.
You're 21. You might not know all of the ramifications of this. What you might think is a small decision could turn into be a life changing.
And
one.
Listen to your parents. I mean, they're older, they're wiser, and they've been there, done that before. They may have a word of advice for you. You may want to actually listen to them instead of pushing them away.
I got one for you, Big O.
Oh, whatever.
Out the 727. It says, Dr. O.
Yeah.
My wife won't get on birth control, so we live a life of constant condom orders. After 6 years of marriage and two kids that were absolutely planned for, I am tired of latex. How can you be married and loving like strangers? What am I supposed to do?
You love it like a hookup. I will say first of all, sex doesn't define your marriage. Love is your marriage. That is it. Now, so you are having sex when you naturally have it, you have a baby. So she's trying not to have kids. You can't just get on the birth control because there are some health problems that go along with that. A lot of people try and stay pure from that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't want the intrusions of hormones and different kind of things that happen to the body. So if you're protecting your loved one, the safest thing is for them not to do that. With that being said, maybe there's opportunities coming with that whole cream thing that or pill action that you could take.
How about a little snip snip? If he's done having kids, how come he's not the one that can go ahead and get that taken care of? Just a suggestion.
That's the other suggestion that I was going to say, but I'd rather do the pill or the cream.
Okay.
If you have the choice. But if you do want to get a snip, because the other part is you're not guaranteed to still not procreate, because afterwards you got to clean out all that's in there, and you got to make sure there's no one that keeps coming back. You got to keep going to the doctor to get checked to make sure your sperm count is low. So, that you know, it's a serious thing. If the safest way is with latex, that's only, just look at it as the way that that's only 1% of what you do sexually or romantically with your loved one. So that's only 100%. It is.
There's a percentage. There's also a percentage to get pregnant.
The condom part.
I feel you.
The condom part is just 1%. Like, you can hold her, touch her, smack it up, flip it. You can do all the things. You just have that one small thing that is important.
You can still get pregnant on birth control, by the way. Just want to throw that out
there. There's 0.01%.
Yeah. I mean, there's all these different options if you don't want to have it.
There's one kid out there that has, like, you know, a latexy name.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That was just one.
Trojan.
Just one. They, you know, they named him Trojan. That was it. So, all right, 888-429-0941. You can get in on these advice calls called Therapy Thursday. We also got a phone call here from Ashley. Ashley, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you, O?
Pretty good. What's your question?
My question is, I have a 3-year-old son, and my man and I have been together for 10 years with a 3-year break in between, but he's a great man and I love him very much, but he has this addiction with video games that he plays these video games from 5:30, 6 o'clock till midnight or whenever he goes to bed. And it's to the point where my son doesn't even want to ask him to play with him anymore because he knows that daddy's just going to be like, okay, go in the other room, or I'm playing my video games or whatever. And it's hurting me to see my child want to spend time with his father, and his father just doesn't seem to, you know, want to give him the attention that he needs. So how can I make it to where he sees this?
I think, first of all, that's terrible, because I know a lot of people who live in that video game gaming world where they get kind of addicted to it. But
yeah,
if you have a kid that is in that space where they're not getting kind of love, that's harmful, because he's addicted and you got to treat it like an addiction.
Yes.
He's not seeing it. And so you said it correctly, like, how do I get him to see it? What I would do is I would, you know, it's like you think of those commercials where they like show the sad kid that doesn't have anybody to play with and whatever. And
right.
You
kinda,
so if you take your phone every time that your son is sitting there by himself, playing by himself, mm-hmm. next to his dad playing video games and locked in, take that and videotape it and just use that timestamp. And then the next, maybe 4 hours later, take a picture and show them and then get a succession of them. And show him a time lapse of him and say, listen, from this point to this point, your son was there yearning for your attention and you basically gave it to this game. There has to be some kind of middle ground in there. Don't come hard with him like you got the answer. Just present that to him and say, I know you love him, so that is this can't be acceptable to you. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just wanted to show you because now that you see it, because maybe you don't see it when you locked in. You think it's a short amount of time, but look at what is going on here. Our child is left alone, and he's in that age where he needs you because he can go out at 6 or 7. He'll be playing with his friends.
Right.
So you're missing time now, and show him that time that he's missing. Some people got to be, you know, kind of shocked into it, and I think if he loves his child like he's supposed to, he would kind of acquiesce after that. That's the best way, because showing him was probably going to be the best way in doing it.
Also, there's a compromise. I mean, the kid is 3 and goes to bed early. Can we wait until after the baby goes to bed?
Yeah, I mean, but then after the baby go to bed, he start playing, then mama going to have to videotape herself in there by herself.
Sad.
I'm
walking
sad
by
too.
Lingerie.
I ain't got nobody to play with in this room. So, yeah, just I think put that together and let him come to the realization itself. Then you're not pressuring him, and he's not going to resent you for it and get any flack, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. All right, what else we got?
Out there, 863, it says, hey, freaks, I'm currently in the middle of a divorce. My husband treated me terribly, and all I've ever known is someone body-shaming me and mentally putting me down. Mm. Well, I have now met someone who thinks the world of me. He is constantly complimenting me overall, but I don't mean to sound shallow. He is not my type physically. He's everything personality-wise that my heart needs, but I can't get past that. How do I change how I feel?
Well, you already answered it.
Whatever.
She said she can't get past it. If she didn't say that, then you can eventually, like, I've heard this before. I'm serious. If you don't have to be physically attracted to somebody right off the bat, you can truly fall in love with who they are, their character, and their personality, and then you find that so attractive, you love them for who they are, and then you see them through that.
I don't like the fact that she was like, yo, don't be body shaming me. I am who I am, and ooh, he ugly. Like, what? How dare you?
She's being
How
honest.
How dare you?
Wait a minute.
Somebody told you look like a box of knuckles.
We're therapists. Wait. We're not supposed to judge her. Oh.
I'm not judging.
Okay, here's my input.
I'm not judging.
Here's my input. So you are at a point that you just got divorced. So you were in a long-term relationship. What you don't need right now is another long-term relationship, especially with somebody that you're not totally into.
Feeling,
now, what I would say is selfish and rude and terrible as this sounds, this guy is a rebound. Use him for a rebound. Put yourself back up on that pedestal, and so you can have the confidence and the swag and get yourself together so you could find that long-term solution. This is a short-term. This is a temporary job right here. Let him do what he does.
Is giving you great gems for a Band-Aid.
Yes.
It's a Band-Aid on your problem.
You did admit, though, in what you wrote us, that you can't move past it. You already answered your question.
Yeah.
You already did. So, yeah, have a little fun, but
and
keep
you
moving.
Need to pray about that.
Why do you feel some type of way about that?
I do, because, listen, you didn't like somebody just looking at you by the book,
no.
You know, by the outer
shell. I get that.
And judging you and whatever, body shaming
yeah.
you. You didn't like that.
But you also...
So then you're going to be up here talking about somebody else like he is.
You also don't...
My type.
You don't want somebody pretending that they like you.
I'm a big believer in people are put in your life for a reason. And maybe his reason is to bring you back up from this divorce that has drug you down through the dirt. You have been through it, girl. Let this build you back up and then go find somebody that's not so fucked up.
But he's a good man.
And that, he'll find him a good woman.
Right.
That's more in his league.
Yeah,
this sounds like this lady's out of his league a little bit. At least in her mind.
You know,
at least in her mind.
And that's the messed up part.
But she
like,
can't get past it.
This man is a good man. You're like, he is the best. He got the best personality.
Have you been hurt before?
Yes. Because sometimes that good man that's got lumpy parts is good. Sometimes that man that got a little lump got right. love under that lump.
Yeah, but you don't want somebody to pretend that there's a relationship when there's not.
Nah, we ain't got to pretend. Just we ain't got to define nothing.
He ain't going to get finer.
It's downhill from here, baby. Yeah.
Y'all are horrible. I refuse. I think our partnership is over. Our medical practice is closing. All right, 888-429-0941. We can squeeze one more in. What do we got?
I have one here. A close family member is a hardcore vegan, which is cool. It's their choice. I respect that. They like to send me vegan videos, the kind that are made for non-vegans so that they can convert over to veganism.
Oh, showing them the cows
yes.
and stuff.
I have already told them that this type of thing is not for me, various reasons. How do I respond to these messages? It is a family member. It bothers me. I can't get these images out of my face, but I still want to be a meat eater. Ooh. This is a very close family member.
I have some advice okay. just off the top of my head. So there is a diet, which a lot of people swear by. Some people say it's great. Some people say it's horrible, but it exists nonetheless. It's called the carnivore diet.
Oh, God.
It is a full meat diet. So the next time they send you that vegan propaganda, send them some meat eating.
Yeah. Send them back that meat porn. Yeah. You want to see something? I'm going to show you this steak.
This is bad
send
advice.
That back to great advice.
Send that back to them. You're going to force me to watch yours. Yeah. I'm going to force you to watch
you
mine.
Just keep delete, that same energy.
Just delete it. This is like somebody that's super religious in your family will not stop sending you the messages. I don't feel like you're going to change this person.
Yeah, got to. But what you're doing is you're putting them in the position that they're putting you in.
Yeah, and when they say, why you keep sending me that? Well, why you keep sending me that? There you go.
You got no answer.
Carnivore. There you go. All right, that Therapy Thursday is a wrap.
Orlando and the Freak Show podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.